So go, if you would, to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. So we talked about how the Islamic influence, it corrupts a nation, and it corrupts its education, and it corrupts its marriage practices. But it also corrupts the children as well. And I want to talk about this. So whenever we were there, I saw a guy, and he had a T-shirt on. And I pointed out to Albert, and I thought it was a bad T-shirt at first. It said, "Stop early marriage," is what it said. And, you know, in our country and in the West, basically, you know, we have a strong agenda pushing for men and women to wait until their 30s to get married and, you know, commit a lot of fornication, wait till they're married in their 30s, and then maybe have a kid or two if they want to. So I pointed at that shirt and I said, "Man, that's a bad shirt. You know, I like early marriage, like 18, 19, 20, 21. That's great." And then Albert explained to me, he said, "That's not what that means. No, that's talking about like 11, 12, 13-year-old kids getting married." And I was just blown away by that. I had no idea that that was so prevalent. But in fact, it is. You know, pedophilia is rampant in Sierra Leone today. I'll give you some statistics. It says Sierra Leone is one of the most high-risk countries for child marriage. And, you know, I'm very thankful for this, that the government is actually really trying to fight against, early marriage, child marriage, pedophilia. You know, it's trying to fight against that. If they're going to turn a blind eye to polygamy, might as well just, you know, fight against this pedophilia, you know. And so I'm glad for that. But I'll give you another statistic, because it says in Sierra Leone, the rate of marriage under 18 had dropped from 56% in 2006 to 39% in 2017, a major achievement in the eyes of child protection activists. Then COVID-19 hit, schools closed in March, and child marriages accelerated as many village girls who had been attending classes in nearby towns returned home to their parents. So basically how this works in the rest of this article, it says that basically if a family hits on hard times, then they basically sell their daughter off to some rich Muslim guy who wants to add her to his harem of other women or whatever. And so it's very wicked, you know, it's horrible. It's disgusting. And this next statistic makes me the most mad. But it says, as stated by UNICEF's The State of the World's Children 2013 report, 18% of Sierra Leonean women are married by the age of 15. 18%. That's a lot. That's one out of every five girls are married by the age of 15 in Sierra Leone. But it gets worse. It gets worse. While 44% of them are married by the age of 18. As of 2017, Sierra Leone was ranked by UNICEF as the 19th nation for the highest rates of child marriage. So get that. One out of five women are married by the age of 15, and they barely even make it to the top 20 list of the worst nations for pedophilia. I mean, that's incredible. That means that 18 other countries are even worse than Sierra Leone. Pedophilia is rampant today. And, you know, I didn't look at the other 18 nations or anything like that, but I guarantee a lot of them are Muslim nations. You know, I guarantee that it has to do with that influence coming in. You know, and look, pedophilia is vile. It's disgusting. It's sick. It's abominable. It's reprobate. That's what it is. And you're there in Luke 17, and look at what Jesus said about it. It says in verse 1, "Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. It is impossible but that pedophilia will come. It is impossible but that these wicked people will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. It would have been better for Muhammad to have a millstone wrapped around his neck than for him to have married Aisha. And it's better for these pedophile Muslims to die than to marry the children, you know." And the Sierra Leone government, you know, they're trying to fight against it and everything, but they just need to put the death penalty on it. Every single pedophile just needs to die and go straight to hell.